Hello, beautiful people. I trust that all of you guys are well. Whoever's listening, first off, thank you for clicking on this podcast named You Know It's Okay, Right? I actually love saying that because it's like an affirmation for me. Even before I begin to speak, I affirm myself with knowing, hey, it's okay. You got this. You can keep on going. So let's get into the topic for today. So I wanted to talk about the topic that I named a one-way ticket to faith. Now, I named it this because I've had many experiences where I know that there were moments where God was wanting to see if the dreams that I had aligned with my faith. So starting out something when I was even younger and I had the decision to go to college, I wanted to do different things. I wanted to become a different person other than what I had seen. And it was no disrespect to anyone who I was around or the way that I grew up or anything like that. We all have different dreams. And it's okay to have different dreams. It's okay to believe in different things. It's okay to have different gifts. It's okay to have different talents. It's okay to have different mindsets. And at the time when I was younger, I was not only afraid, I was very codependent on receiving validation from people, even if they were not doing the same things that I aspired to do. Thankfully, even though I was afraid at the time, between deciding to go to college and deciding to get into the Navy, I decided to go to college. I wanted to see what that experience would be like for me. Even though I didn't have much advice given to me as to how it could go, you know, you just have to go through the experience. You know, you could receive the advice all day until you learn, like, I really just have to go through it and I really just have to believe in myself and know that I can get through it. So I did it. And fast forward after college, and keep in mind, y'all, like I had my experiences in college. I did not finish within the standard 4 years that everybody should finish. I just want to be real about that because there was a time in my life where I was really adamant about being that overachiever, being that person that was on the straight and narrow and just getting things done within the time frame or the standards that is given to the world. You know, with, you know, when you start out college, you really are supposed to finish within 4 years, or if you are having like an associate's degree, you really finish within 2 years and whatnot. That was not the same thing for me. So I actually quit college at one point in time and moved back home and jumped into going to another college and then going into another college. I just could not figure out what there was for me, you know, to be who I was supposed to be in that time in my life. In the first college of what that I attended, I pursued music, and it actually was something I felt like I could do forever because it was such a passion, and I was tested with learning the balance of discipline and being okay with doing the right things. Excuse me. And then I had to learn what was right and what was wrong, because even though on paper you're supposed to do certain things, there are still experiences, again, as I said before, that you have to go through in order to learn about who you are. Not who Jane John Doe is, but who you are. So I had to give myself grace even as I was in my younger days, even though I'm still young, but in the younger times, I still had to learn how to give myself grace. So, yeah, fast forward to the times when I dropped out, chose different schools, chose different colleges, chose different paths. Music was also something, it was something that was always a passion for me to stick with. And one of the colleges that I went to, they offered music, but the teachers were not there. So, you know, it just was something that I just wasn't learning. Like how to read music and things like that, but it was still a passion for me. So even when I moved home, I had to step into another area in my life where I was looking for validation, like looking for the answer as to what could I do as, you know, while I'm here. Now, when I was in high school, now keep in mind, as you listen to this podcast, there would be times when I jump back and forth with my stories, because sometimes it's just coming to me and it'll be moments where I jump back and forth, but I promise to try my best to keep myself up with the story. When there was a moment when I moved back home and I was seeking the validation, like, what could I do now, being that I'm at a standstill now. I don't know really what I want to do. I'm a bit lost. When I was in high school, I told myself that there were certain things that I was never going to do because I saw everyone else doing it. And I just knew deep inside that it was just more for me. So the funny thing was, I ended up being like doing those exact things. And I was in a moment, I was in a period of my life where I was just so frustrated with myself for not choosing to go a different way. And at the time when I didn't go a different way, it just led to more, again, it led to more frustration. It led to me just asking myself, like, Kendrika, why? Like, why? You know you can do something else. But then I'm just like, well, I do have this. I was choosing other people's worries as well. Not gonna lie to you. Like, I was choosing other people's worries that didn't even belong to me. I was choosing a job more than seeking a career. I was choosing to go for a job versus pursuing a dream, pursuing some things that I was passionate about. And at the time, it just made me feel that I could not do it, so I did not do it. And when you don't do those things, you'll eventually end up doing something else. I feel like that's how it really works. Like, if you don't choose your dream, there'll always be something else right there waiting for you to choose that. And it won't be what you really want. But I did it anyways, you know. And I feel that even though the route that was chosen at the time, God was still teaching me why this was not for me. And I went through with it. So in the times when I chose different jobs that I considered careers because I just didn't want a job, God was teaching me so many things. He was teaching me the power of being a leader, the power of being a follower, the power of standing up for something that you believe in, and also the power of protecting those who feel as if they can't protect themselves. And at the time, honestly, there were no careers out there like that. Like, I would hear my supervisors, I would hear my managers, I would hear the people that I am giving my time, I'm sharing my time with them, and they are telling me to my face that this is how it would constantly be and that would be it. How could you tell someone this stuff? And I, you know, I'm a deep thinker sometimes, and also at the same time, again, I had dreams. Sometimes I would think that I would be dreaming too big, but then God would tell me, no, that there's no dream that's too big. So the first real job like that I had, well, I would say the second real job that I had, I quit, because I did quit the first job as well. I was trying to do both things, but the second one, which was really like, you can make that as a career, I quit that one as well. And that led me to choosing a third one, which was another job that I said I would never, ever do. I ended up quitting that one. And I was just like, I can't do this. I would be at work crying sometimes, like, God, this is not the life that I felt that I was supposed to live. And even though I was making the best of things, I felt like I was still shorthanding myself. I was still giving myself the short end of the stick. Money was good at times, But still, I still was not fulfilled. I was not fulfilled. I felt like there was some sort of, there was something just trying to control me. And I didn't like that feeling. I wanted to feel free in my creativity. I wanted to feel free in connecting with people. And even some of the people that I would connect with at work on the previous jobs that I had, they had so many dreams. They had aspirations that they wanted to pursue. And somehow years would go by and they still did not pursue them. And I was also one of those people. I became one of those people too, until I was just like, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen. What I do know is that if I don't take a chance on myself, if I don't take that ticket, you know, if I don't have faith in myself, I can't have faith in anything else. You know, and I'll always be constantly giving more to other people, more to businesses, more to other things, more than I would have ever given to myself. And it's funny how I feel that society has conditioned us to choose people more, to choose businesses more, to choose other things more than we choose ourselves. Like, you're so busy choosing everything else on the outside and not being able to be brave enough to choose you first, to see you first, to believe in you first, to prioritize you first. So once I did that, once I quit that last job, that third job was like that was it for me. And I'll actually tell you what the job was. It was me working at a warehouse. And I said I would never do that because it felt like it was modern day slavery. And it was. It was. I felt that I was a leader. And of course, when you're a leader, you have to become a good follower first. So you have to go through some things. And I was willing to do that. The number one thing I was not willing to do was to lose who I was. So when I decided to quit my job, I did everything right. Like, I put in the 2 weeks notice. I still went to work that day as a team player and whatever. And I still was told that I had to leave like that day and got pushed out literally. And man, that was the driving force, because it took me being brave, first of all, to even type up the letter, to even put gas in my car that I earned, you know, the money that I earned to go there and to get there on time and to work, and to still be told like, no, you can go, to control my time, to act as if you're cutting it off or taking away my choice to work to earn financial compensation. That was it for me. And it was also confirmation in me knowing that I made the right decision. So that weekend, I was already a hairstylist at the time, but I just needed more confidence. So that weekend, I quit on a Thursday, and that weekend I made more money that whole week than I had made. I made more money that weekend than I had made a week from working at for myself as a hairstylist than I would have made working at a warehouse. And it wasn't even about getting my point across or not, you know, following a lead. I could follow a lead if they know where they're going. And I just feel like some jobs just put people in positions of just wanting to be superior over people, which is a dangerous thing, because they haven't healed. They don't know who they are. Most people can be envious, jealous, and are looking to destroy someone's confidence. And I was not going to be one of those people. I was not. I would have rather take a chance on myself and be able to sit here and tell the story like I am right now. And I did it. So even when I chose to do that, the transitions of making those decisions helped me to grow up mentally, physically, emotionally, all those things, because now me choosing to become what they call an entrepreneur, which is what I am, meant you had to be brave. Being brave helped me to see myself in different ways, like, well, you really can do it. People really can support you. People really do believe in you and what you're doing, and they believe that you can fulfill a service for an exchange of, you know, the money. But it wasn't just about me wanting to get the money. It was about me being so passionate about connecting with people. You know, sometimes I would be at work talking to people, like really hearing their backstories. Some people would, you know, be at their jobs for years and they feel connected to tell me their stories about their lives and why they are there, why they would still be there even though they didn't want to be there. Sometimes I would just wish I would just, you know, have the money in my hand to just hand this to them, you know, and just be like, well, that's done. You got it now. Like, now you can really be with your family. Now you can really do those things you desire to do. And at the time, I wasn't in that position. And that is okay. But like I said before, it was just moments in my life that I knew that God had to take me through so that I could see so many things at one time. I could see those people who were loyal to companies. I could see those younger people who were just starting out and they were just working just to work, but not really knowing who they were at the time. And I could also see myself more than anything. Choosing to have faith in myself was me choosing. It was me choosing to have faith over fear. And I chose to go a different route because everything around me felt robotic. It felt repetitive. It felt like a my way or the highway. So I chose the highway. I chose to go a different way, even though I did not have the examples. I chose to go a different way, even when I did not see the full picture as to how it could come out. And it did work out. It worked out. And that's the thing that I learned about faith, even in those times when I was younger. You know, it's wonderful how God shows you that everything you thought that you needed, you really already had it. You just didn't know that you did. So when I had moments of reflections, like prior to this, moments that I've had where God has given me space and time to heal, I had realized that I had everything I needed because it started out inside of me. It started out with me being passionate about helping people. It started out with me being passionate about being real with myself and my life and my process and my stories and my authenticity to attract those people, even if they were clientele, even if they were friends, even if they were partners. You know, any relationship was something that mattered to me. So I'm grateful that I chose that ticket. I'm grateful that I chose that one-way ticket to faith because it never, even though it was challenging, it never ceased to amaze me how God always gave me confirmation that it was okay for me to go my own way. So, you know it's okay to go your own way, right? You know it's okay to not follow the trends. You know it's okay to not go on the same job that everybody else is going on. You know it's okay to not seek that validation, but to go within yourself. And if you do seek validation, you know, I would say seek wise counsel, like to really get that advice where, first of all, you are your first counsel. You are your first teacher. Like learning how to listen to your body, learning how to listen to what God has really led you to do, you know, because sometimes it can feel like, oh man, I was just thinking about this, or I saw this one day and I didn't even know that, you know, I was going to get this to come to me, and it can, and it did. And so that's where I want to tell you that You can do anything you set your mind to. You can do anything. You can do anything. You can be anything. So yes, that one-way ticket to faith is that ticket that you can take with bravery. You can take it in stride, even if that one-way ticket in faith is related to ending something or getting through something. It doesn't even have to necessarily be about a job or a career. I just wanted to mention that in relation to myself, because entrepreneurship is about you learning about yourself. And everything you're doing in your life is you learning about yourself, you know? So that one-way ticket to faith is that ticket that will take you far beyond what you can see. Trust yourself, believe in yourself, value yourself, honor yourself. Most of all, love yourself enough to know that the great unknown is something that could be great. It could be great, and it's nothing to fear. It's just something to face. Wow, that was nice. I really enjoyed that. And episode one of doing this, I'm really proud of myself. I'm grateful for the moments where I've had the bravery to have these reflections with myself, and starting with the people who are choosing to listen. So thank you for listening, and we'll talk soon. Bye.